Yeah, we're up on a, what is it, a kind of a limestone outcrop at the moment.
It is, yeah, and like a bluff sort of thing.
Yeah.
Place called Al Jassassiya in eastern Qatar.
And we can overlook in the sea. And the theory behind these petroglyph carvings are that it was pearlers and divers and boatmen waiting for boats to come, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, you've got a few different types of petroglyphs here. Petroglyphs are rock art. So the two different types you have here is one is a type of game that they would have played whilst they were waiting for the pearling boats to come over. And then the second one is you've got ship carvings. Traditionally, this area would have been a seasonal camp where you would have had pearlers who would have been based here. They would go out, they would do their work, and then they would come back. And it was all part of the Bedouin route that they would have followed each year around the coast and even into the inland as well with their herds. They would have left the women behind. They would have gone out pearling, come back with the money that they would have got from pearl diving. Just to the south, maybe about a mile or two, is Ras Laffan, which is one of the largest oil and gas terminals in Qatar. That's just to the south. They obviously chose it for a reason. These guys that would have been here obviously chose it.
The high point in the landscape attracts attention.
Yeah? Exactly, yeah.
And has
yeah.
done for thousands of years. The well, we moved further east, I think, going along the ridges. There's a series of much more stony ridges further east from where you think the centre point is. And we found the stone boats, or the stone boat carvings. It's just a case of you can really imagine somebody sitting up on the bluff waiting for the boat to come in.
Absolutely. Like, we went there and you're able to see where they have various different types of boats. You have ones rowed with 17, 18 oars. You've got other ones rowed with 5 and 6. Other boats you see where they've no oars at all, and they've actually got internal divisions that you can see in them as well in the rock carvings. Now, they obviously would have been something like the larger boats, and surprisingly around them you do see smaller boats. One or two of the interesting things about it is that where we found the most of the concentration of the small games and as well the boat carvings, they're on the bluffs closest to the coast. And when you look at it, it's kind of quite obvious why, because that's where people would have been waiting. And even if you think further, to a navigation point of view, it would have made complete sense for this place to be an important port or landing stage or something like that, because as you go along the coast, it's the only area that has a high bluff or a high kind of hill in that's throughout the coast. So it would have been a very noticeable landmark as well. You're north of two small harbours, Al Khor and Al Takira. You come north and this is the only thing that you'll see on the horizon, is this small bluff. So if you were, from a navigational point of view, very obvious place to pull in if you knew that this was a place where you could pick up people to go pearl diving.
Yeah, and and they're lovely things just to walk across, and there's no signs, or you have to go out and find them and scoot around. It kind of makes it nice. It's an adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, one of the best things is you come across them and you're like, wow, look at these. Yeah. These are really, really, really nice. And another thing is you can almost imagine the people sitting on the rocks, playing a game there, waiting for the boat. Next thing you know, the boat comes along, they go down to the shore, somebody else goes, sits down where they were, and they start playing as well. The age of them is somewhat of a mystery as well. You can tell something about the boat types and things like that from the carvings, but exactly when they were put there, it's very difficult to say. But you can imagine, like, even like most games nowadays, could be anywhere within a period of 200 or 300 years that, you know, these games were passed on from father to son to father to son, would have come along. In fact, they're probably still used at the moment.
All right, thanks, son.
Okay, thank you.